I'm absolutely out of the nut. It's absolutely spot on. Buzzing for the lads, buzzing for the battalion, and obviously the regiment on our coming out here victorious against obviously mighty parachute regiment.
Everybody expected a parachute regiment win this evening. How are you feeling to beat them?
Basically, we come in here as underdogs, as I would call it. They're the Barcelona of boxing, and we're the Leicester. And tonight we come out on top. And the best team did win on the night, and there was some strong bouts. They had a good lad at 64 and a good lad at 60. On another night where my lads performed, they could have turned it around. But the best team won on the night, and credit to the Paras. It was an excellent night of boxing.
And come away with the best boxer for the evening as well.
Mark Thompson, my welterweight, he's my team captain. He's a young lad, but he's a good leader, and he rallies amongst the troops all the time and gets them on time for every sesh. So I made him my skipper after boxing officer had a bit of negotiation, and he wanted another boxer. I wanted obviously two smooth Thompson, and I got my own way. It's paid off because he's led the team along with myself, and he's got well over the finish line.
So we were having a bit of a debate earlier as to what you give as encouragement when the guys come into the corner after the bat, after the rounds. So what words of motivation and encouragement do you give them?
I'm not going to say that on the radio, but I'll tell them I've beaten up a fusilier. However, if they're not doing what they tell and they're not winning the bout, then basically they're getting a size 10 up them. And if they are winning the bout and they're comfortable, then it's gentle encouragement. You can't give them too much at 0 to 10. You've got to be very specific on them. Give them one. I tend to give them one little bit of tactic, one bit of defence, and then a little bit of what they're doing bad, and just do that. Because if you start, they're coming back, they're gassed and on everything else. You can't start peppering them with too much information. Do the basics, do them well, and box out of that. And if they do that, they'll come out winning. And that's why the lads come out tonight winning.
So how much research do you do against the opponents before you go into the ring?
They didn't do too much on us, but I've watched them. I had the fortune to get an invite from our Queen's Div partners, two poachers. So I've been up and watched their lads box, and I've done my research. I know some of their lads have been out civilian boxing. We've been out civilian boxing. I know some of them have had civilian bouts prior to the army. But it's all about who turns up on the night and who wants it more.